Get ready for unique, rare, and little-known treasures from the golden age of radio. You're listening to the amazing world of radio with Adam Graham.
Welcome to the first of our two Easter specials. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Today, we're bringing you an episode of the Fitch Bandwagon. For most of its history, as the name implied, this was a bandstand show. It featured great orchestra leaders from 1939 to the mid-1940s, such as Tommy Dorsey. The program was hosted at one point by Dick Powell, whose relationship with the sponsor, the F.W. Fitch Shampoo Company, would see them sponsor Rogue's Gallery, the first hard-boiled private eye show. Fitch continued to sponsor the Bandwagon, which became a comedy variety show hosted by Cass Daly in 1945. Then in 1946, the real-life husband-wife duo of Jack Benny Show bandleader Phil Harris and actress and singer Alice Faye became the new host of the series. The show morphed over time into what would become the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show, one of the best-loved and popular post-war sitcoms, that featured the couple playing fictionalized versions of themselves, with Elliot Lewis playing the role of a fictionalized version of real-life guitarist Frankie Remley. Harris and Faye had two real-life daughters, Alice and Phyllis. Unlike Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, they never had their daughters play themselves. They kept their real family life private. Phyllis, or Phil, who was said to take after her father, was played by Ann Whitfield. Miss Whitfield passed away on February 15th of 2024, and in the post-show commentary, we'll talk more about her life and career. But here, from March 28th, 1948, is Coloring Easter Eggs.
The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Soft and shining. That's the way your hair must be for the short, molded-to-the-head hairstyle that's making fashion news. This hairdo was designed by the Hair Fashion Council of America in New York this month. Featuring an uncluttered look with rhythmic lines, the hairdo is really a combination of style trends from Hollywood to Fifth Avenue. And girls, here's a beauty tip. Before this hairstyle was created, hair of Miss Jean Murphy the model was washed with Fitch Cream Shampoo. For leading stylists know a hairdo cannot be successful unless the hair is smooth and lustrous. And Fitch Cream Shampoo leaves hair shining as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. Fitch is made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights. Fitch is quick to lather, quick to rinse. See this new hair fashion for spring in all beauty shops affiliated with the National Hairdressers and Cosmetologists Association. But remember, Fitch Cream Shampoo flatters any hairstyle. So ask for it at beauty shops and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch Cream Shampoo for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. To Today, as we look into the Harris home, it's Easter morning, and Phil is about to color eggs for the children.
All right, kiddies, just sit down someplace and watch closely while your ever-loving daddy shows you how to dye an Easter egg.
Are you sure you know how to do it, Daddy?
Of course I do. I'm an old master at this coloring stuff. Why, I'm known as the Rembrandt of the egg dyeing racket.
Daddy, who lays Easter eggs, chickens or bunnies?
Chickens.
Well, if the chickens lay the eggs, why do the bunnies sit on them?
Well, you see, the bunnies sit on them because, the bunnies, Phyllis, do you mean to stand there and tell me that you don't know?
No.
Well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you.
Why not?
It's too obvious. Now, just be quiet while I dye these eggs.
Can we help you, Daddy?
No, Alice, don't touch a thing. This is a delicate operation and requires the skill of an adult mind. Children can't handle this stuff. Now, look, just hand me those 2 dozen eggs and I'll start.
You have to cook them first, Daddy.
I know we have to cook them. Imagine a child trying to tell me how to do this. Now then, how do you want them cooked? Sunny side up or over lightly?
Doing with the eggs?
It's a good thing you came in, Mommy. Daddy was just about to fry the eggs.
Fry them? Phil, you're supposed to hard boil them so the children can roll them on the church lawn this afternoon.
I know, but I thought if I fried them until they were hard and flat, the kids could scale them and get more distance.
Mother warned me about things like this, but did I listen? No. I had to be a wise guy and marry him anyway.
All right. Of course, if you want me to do it the old-fashioned way, I'll boil them.
No, you don't have to. I boiled them last night. All you have to do is dye them. And you'd better hurry, Phil. We have to get ready for church soon.
Okay, honey, this won't take long. Let's see now. Better get the dye on the eggs. Now, there must be some way of doing that. Let's see. Wonder how you get this stuff on.
All you have to do, Daddy, is put
quiet, please. Shh, quiet, quiet. Just let your daddy figure this out. Let's see. I wonder if I could use a paintbrush or... Maybe I could do it faster with a spray gun.
Daddy, all you have to do is put the dye in water and dip the eggs in.
That's the easy way.
Phil, you'd better hurry. You still have to shower and shave before you leave, you know.
I'm trying to hurry, but this dye is hard to handle. It's kind of thick. Where'd you get it, anyway?
Oh, William made it for the children. He wanted them to have a fast dye that wouldn't come off.
Fast dye? Ain't that just like Willie to think of something that would make the same eggs last for 2 or 3 years? Is Willie going to church with us?
Yes, Phil. And after church, he wants us to promenade with him in the Easter parade.
Oh, promenade in the Easter parade. Well, do tell. And what does Mrs. Astor's pet horse desire us to wear?
Oh, stop it, Phil. It's kind of nice to walk down the avenue in your new Easter clothes. And wait till you see William. He's really going to be dressed up. Oh, that must be William. I'll get it.
Wait a minute, honey. I want to go with you. Hey, kids, you finished dyeing the eggs. Come on, Alice. Hurry and open that door. I got to see how this character's dressed.
Hello, William.
Hello, Alice. Good morning, Philip.
Well, get a load of little Lord Fauntleroy. Oh, Willie, you're a dove today, you kid, you. You're a pretty little thing. You're really rigged out for it, ain't you?
Then you like the way I look, Philip.
No, I don't, William.
Oh, you look very nice, William. But don't you think you're overdoing it a little for Encino?
Yeah, what is that get-up you got on anyway?
It's nothing unusual. It's what I always wore on Fifth Avenue in the Easter parade. It's just a cutaway coat, striped trousers, a pearl-gray Homburg, ascot tie, doe-skin gloves, and cream-colored spats.
Thank you, Grover Whalen.
I think I'm impeccably clad. Tell me honestly now, Philip, how do I look?
Just like a guy who once sold me stock in a phony oil well.
Oh, William, don't pay any attention to Phil. I think you look very nice, and we'll be very proud to walk to church with you.
Speak for yourself, Alicia. I wouldn't be found dead next to him. Look at that layout he's got on.
I'll be the best-dressed man in the Easter parade. I'm the picture of sartorial perfection. Although, I do feel something is missing. I feel I've forgotten something.
Your sandwich sign, no doubt. Where'd you buy that outfit at anyway? Madman Muntz?
Don't be facetious now, Philip. Madman Muntz sells secondhand cars.
Well, brother, you look like a reconditioned Essex. Look, I don't want to criticize you, Willie, on Easter, but I don't like that type of outfit. You see, well, I'm a very conservative dresser.
Come again, Bub? You said something, maybe?
All right, all right. You know I'm conservative. How about the new suit I bought for Easter? It's just a plain dark blue with stripes.
Oh, but those stripes. Coral, fuchsia, and chartreuse. The tailor that made it got seasick.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Alice, where are the children?
Oh, they're in the kitchen, coloring Easter eggs, William.
Oh, how do they like that dye I made for them?
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that character. What's with this dye making with you? What do you know about stuff like that?
I happen to be very familiar with chemical formulae. Mm-hmm. I'll have you know I was outstanding in the subject, and I received the highest grades in my chemistry class at Harvard.
Well, rah, rah, rah for test tube Faye. Rackasacky, tickasacky, boom, bombay. I'll be down as soon as I shower. Don't go away, Willie. I want you to see what the flower of Encino looks like after he's been watered.
Bill, before you go up, see if the children are ready, huh?
Okay, honey. Gee whiz, I hope the kids haven't spoiled my gorgeous Easter egg.
That's the last of the eggs, Phyllis. We got a lot of red dye left over. Let's save it. I'll put the red dye in this empty Fitch cream shampoo jar. We better go in and wash our hands.
All right, as soon as I put the cover on the jar so it won't spill. There. Now let's get cleaned up.
Hey, children, it's getting late. You better wash up.
We are, Daddy. We're in here.
Good. Hey, the children did a swell job on these eggs. Oh, look, somebody left this jar of shampoo down here. I better take it up with me. I want to wash my hair. Yes, sir. Now for a good hot shower. Yes, sir. I'm going to be the nicest and cleanest dressed man in the church. Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. Good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. Show me that place by the river, that place by the river. Show me that place by the river on Jordan's sunny shore.
What saved Daniel from the lions? Saved Daniel from the lions. What helped Daniel with the lions? Deacon started telling me.
It was that old-time religion. Yes, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It helped Daniel with the lions. It helped to set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for Daniel, then it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
I'll be listening for Gabriel, listening for Gabriel. I'll be listening for Gabriel to blow on Judgment Day.
What helped David with the lion? Helped David with the lion. What helped David slay Goliath? What was it set him free?
It was that old-time religion, that old-time religion, religion, old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
It helped David with Goliath. It helped to set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for David, then it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Now, what rescued Brother Jonah? What rescued Brother Jonah? What was it saved old Jonah from the belly of the whale?
It was that old-time religion. Religion, old-time religion. Yes, that old-time religion. It's never known to fail.
It helped Jonah with the whale. Yes, it helped to set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for Jonah, then it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
Well, it's that religion, 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 that good-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
This is the first time I ever took a shower with a quartet and a full orchestra. Oh, darn it, I got soap in my eyes. Now, where's that shampoo? Oh, here it is. I'll just rub a little in, and in no time my hair will be shining like the seat of a blue serge suit. Hey, that's funny. This Fitch cream shampoo don't feel the way it usually does. Can't be the shampoo. Must be something wrong with my head. Oh, well. I guess it's clean now. I'll just rinse it out.
You'd better hurry, Phil. We're waiting for you.
Okay, honey. I'm finished. I'll be out as soon as I put my robe on and comb my hair. Yeah, feel wonderful. Now to put my curly locks up. I'll just look in the mirror and... Who's that red-headed guy staring at me? Must be one of the quartet. Look, Red, beat it before I... Holy smoke, that's me. My hair's red. Oh, no, no, not my crowning glory. Oh.
Phil, what are you doing? Oh, pardon me, sir. Is my husband here?
Alice, it's me.
Phil, we have no time for clowning. Take off that red wig.
It ain't a wig, honey. It's my hair. Look what happened. It's bright red. It looks awful.
I think it's rather attractive, Ginger. In fact, when you stand in a certain light, it has an orange tint.
Well, how could it happen? All I did was take a shower and... That's it, the shower. I knew the California water supply was low, but I never thought they'd start using orange juice.
Phil, what did you put on your hair?
All I did was shampoo it with the... Hey, wait a minute. Where's that jar? That stuff felt kind of funny. Uh-huh. Oh, no wonder. This ain't Fitch shampoo. It's that red dye the kids were using.
Oh, no.
Oh, Alice, I can't be seen like this. We can't go out. People won't recognize me, and they'll think you're out with a strange man. What are we going to do?
Tell you what. I'll get dressed in an Indian suit, and we'll go as Red Rider and Little Beaver.
Don't be silly. They'll never believe you're Red Rider. Oh, look at it. I'm rubbing it, and it gets worse. This stuff won't come out. Alice, look, I refuse to go out like
that. Now, you'll have to go. The children are planning on it. Besides, if you wear a hat, nobody will notice it. Now, get dressed. I'll wait downstairs.
Oh.
And that's what happened to his hair, William.
Oh, no, Alice.
Oh, now, look. Now, please, wait a minute, William. Now, wait a minute. When he comes down, don't say a word about it or he won't go out. Uh-oh, here he is.
Oh.
Now, William, pretend you don't notice anything different about him.
Yeah, very well, dear. Yes, I'll ignore it completely.
Alice, listen to me for the last time. I haven't got a hat and I just can't be... All right, chucklehead, either let it out or swallow it. Go ahead, say it. Make a nasty crack about my hair.
Very well, if you insist, Philip. I think it's the silliest looking mess.
How about my hair? You haven't said anything about it. You like my new style?
Yes, Alice, it's most attractive. Who designed it?
Oh, it's a new hairstyle designed by the National Hair Fashion Council.
Mine looks like it was designed by the Heinz Ketchup Company.
very becoming, Alice. It's shorter than usual, isn't it?
Yes, you see, it's designed to go with the new look. It's the new hairstyle for the spring and summer of 1948. They call it the spring and summer convertible.
Mm-hmm. Wish mine was a convertible. I'd leave it home in the garage. Oh, Alice, your hair looks lovely. But what are we going to do about it? I'll get it. Hey, honey, that's Frankie. You know he's going to church with us. Hello, Frankie.
Well. But ain't the last of the red hot mama.
All right, cut out the comedy, kid. I'm in no mood for jokes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Sophie. What the heck happened to your hair?
I put some red dye on it.
Well, ain't you the cute one?
Oh. What's the matter with you? I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. I bet I look stupid.
Yeah. On the other hand, that red hair is kind of becoming. Matches your eyes.
Look, Frankie, I can't go to church like this. This dye is fast and it won't come out. I don't have a hat. I can't even go out on the street.
Hello, Frankie. Happy Easter.
Oh, same to you, Alice.
Well, now that we're all here, we'd better leave for church. Come on, children. We're ready to leave, William.
I'm coming, Alice. Good morning, Franklin.
Well, look at the Duke of Windsor. What are you made up for?
This is my Easter outfit.
Where are the ears?
All right, all right. Wait a minute, everybody. I ain't moving out of this house without something to cover my head. I'm either going to have a hat or I'm not going out of this place.
I got an old hat out in my car. You can wear that, Curly. Come on out to the car and I'll get it for you.
Hurry up, will you, fellas? Oh, brother, life with father. Oh, Phil, you're such a character. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my things are unsightly. All of my rings are a crime. If, dear, in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
I think you're swell.
I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. But I can't see, so how can I tell?
Uses to us are all aces.
Life is to me just a bore.
Faces are all open spaces.
You might be Gregory Peck. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful,
I think you're grand, say, I know that I can't be wrong.
Hey, Alice, come on, I'm ready to go now.
Well, thank goodness, it's about time... Phil, what on earth have you got on your head?
Well, it's a hat Frankie had. It's a coonskin cap that he wears to go hunting.
Oh, Phil, that looks awful. If you have to wear it, the least you can do is put it on right.
What's the matter with the way I got it on?
It's on backwards. With that tail hanging over your face, you look like the radiator on a hot rod.
You look like the radiator on a hot rod, on a hot rod. You're awful sharp this morning. Go ahead, make fun of me. Make fun of me. Go ahead.
Nobody's making fun of you, Curly. You're just self-conscious because you look so stupid.
Oh, you don't look too bad, Phil. Come on, let's go, everybody.
Now, Alice, do you mind if I walk with you and the children? I'm a little embarrassed to be seen with Philip.
You're embarrassed. If it wasn't for that cheap dye you made, my hair wouldn't look like this, and I wouldn't be wearing this silly coonskin cap.
Hello, Miss Fay. Hi, Mr. Remley.
Hello, Julius.
Hi, kid.
Hello, Julius.
Well, if it ain't Daniel Boone. Where you going, anyway?
I'm taking my family to church.
Well, watch the trail, Hawkeye. You better keep your powder dry, as Injuns hereabouts.
If I had any powder, I wouldn't waste it on Injuns. I'd blow you up.
What are you wearing that bird's nest for?
He's got to wear it on account of his hair.
What's the matter with his hair?
Wait, I'll take his hat off.
Wait a minute, Remley. Don't go taking my hat off.
Let me show it to him.
Oh.
There you are, Julius. Look at that.
Did somebody give you a borscht rinse?
Don't be a wise guy. I got some dye in it, and now I can't get it out.
Why don't you try washing it with cleaning fluid? Or better yet, stick your head in a gasoline tank.
Oh, now leave Mr. Harris alone, Julius. If you're going to church, would you like to join us?
Oh, I'd be glad to, thanks. I don't think they'll let Mr. Harris in church looking like that. It'll be too confusing.
What do you mean, confusing?
With that red hair of yours sticking up over the pew, it'll look like an indoor sunrise service.
They won't even notice my hair, freshie. I'll wear my hat.
In church?
Holy smoke, I forgot. I can't wear my... Alice, I'm not going. I refuse to be seen with my hair looking like this.
Phil, people are not going to church to look at your hair. Here's the church. Come on, Phil, we're late.
Oh, all right, all right. Everyone's going to laugh at me. I'll never be able to face anybody again. And to think I used to be so attractive.
Let's go in, Phil, huh?
Oh.
Wasn't the service beautiful, Alice?
Yes, Dr. Foreman's service was wonderful. Did you enjoy it, Frankie?
Sure did. Hey, what happened to Curly?
He probably slipped out and sneaked home so no one would see him.
No, he's over there surrounded by all those women.
Oh.
I wonder what they're talking about. Oh, here he comes.
Well, happy Easter, folks. Happy Easter. Now that the services are over, shall we join the Easter parade and promenade a bit, shall we? Let's let everybody see us. Come now.
You want to be seen. Why, Phil, just a little while ago, you wanted to go home and bury your head.
What, and hide my beautiful Titian tresses? Why, don't be silly. Every woman in the congregation admired my new dye job. They're raving about how handsome I look. They say I'm the new Van Johnson.
Oh, brother. Alice, you better take him home.
Oh, no, you take him home. There'll be no living with this red-headed ball of fire.
Oh, I'm the cutest one, eh, Frankie? This hair dye gimmick opens up new vistas for me.
Yeah.
Why, if they love me as a redhead, I'll fracture them as a platinum blonde. Oh, yeah, come on, now let's cross over and get into the Easter parade.
Phil, come back here. Don't try to cross in the middle of the street.
I'll let him go, Alice. Maybe he'll fall down an open manhole.
Phil, be careful. There's a lot of traffic here.
Don't worry about the traffic, honey. See, you see, they're all stopping to admire my beautiful hair.
That ain't why they're stopping, Curly. Better put your hat on.
Why?
They think you're a red light.
Phil will be back in just a moment. Dandruff is inexcusable. Yes, dandruff is inexcusable because all dandruff can be removed with one application of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind other people see. The second type clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind you can feel. No other shampoo but Fitch is guaranteed to remove both kinds of dandruff completely. So be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, dandruff is inexcusable. So to remove your dandruff, switch to Fitch. Use it regularly each week. At drug counters, beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Philip, I don't see how you can like your hair the way it is. It looks ridiculous.
Well, if it does, it's your fault. You had to go out and mix dye that won't come off. You could have bought a 10-cent package of egg dye that does come off, but you wouldn't spend that kind of money. You're too cheap.
I am not cheap. No. It's just that I believe in nursing my money.
Your dough don't need no nursing. It ain't never been exposed long enough to catch anything.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, use Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Forman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Welcome back. Well, this definitely reflects so many conventions of the time, including the idea of the Easter parade and the way that dyeing your hair anything other than to its natural color was viewed by men in 1948. Even though it's a different world 75 years later, I sympathize with Phil Harris. I wouldn't want to go to Easter with my hair looking like that. Pentecost, 7 weeks later, where everybody is supposed to wear red, is another matter. If you've got some extra Easter egg dye and it accidentally dyes your hair red and it's Pentecost, that's just gravy. I loved Phil's performance of the Old Time Religion. It's a great song and very appropriate for the time, and he did a fantastic job performing it. And then I love the way he followed it up by mentioning that this is the first time he took a bath with an orchestra and a quartet. I should add that if, like me, you didn't grow up listening to Mr. Harris on the radio or the old tapes of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show or Jack Benny program, you still have a certain familiarity with his work because he had some very well-known Disney animation roles. Most notably, he was the voice of Baloo in The Jungle Book. While Miss Whitfield didn't have a huge role in this episode, I want to take this opportunity to talk a bit about her life and career given her recent passing. Although, for those of you who listen on YouTube, because we're a year behind on the Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas episodes of The Amazing World of Radio, this will be coming to you later, but just can't be helped with our situation. Probably the biggest thing that Miss Whitfield was known for was playing Susan Waverly in White Christmas when she was 15. But she was a veteran radio actress by that point. In fact, she'd first been cast as a regular when she was 7 on the soap opera One Man's Family. It was actually kind of amusing that they mentioned Red Ryder and Little Beaver, as I listened to an interview where Ann Whitfield stated that she got cast in the role of the child sidekick to Red Ryder after the child playing Little Beaver had his voice change, and the production team was like, let's bring on someone who's not going to have their voice change. And so they cast Ann Whitfield as Little Beaver for a while. She went on to have one of those really solid character acting careers on television, kind of steadily working in so many series, from Father Knows Best to The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis to Tales of Wells Fargo, Gunsmoke, Peter Gunn, 77, Sunset Strip, Dragnet, Adam 12, The $6 Million Man, and then she stepped away from acting. She went back to college, worked for many years for the Washington State Department of Ecology, and she also ran a bed and breakfast for a while. She was active with the Radio Enthusiast of Puget Sound, one of the country's largest surviving old-time radio clubs, and was very generous with her time and answering questions and sharing about her experiences working during the golden age of radio, and gave a lot of interviews not just to Raps but also to other fans and groups over the years. She was 85 when she passed away, and it was the result of what was called an unexpected accident. And by all accounts, she'd been in good health and good spirits throughout her life. She turned 85 last summer, and she and a friend celebrated by going and hiking the Dolomite Mountains in Italy. And she celebrated the 70th anniversary of the production of White Christmas, the release, which will be this year, but the 70th anniversary of it being produced, by screening the film with her family, and she posted a picture of that onto social media. By all accounts, she was a remarkable person, and fans of the Golden Age of Radio should appreciate her not only for all of the performances that she did in radio, but for her ongoing support and availability to so many fans over the years. And now it is time for us to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to go ahead and thank Nolan. Nolan has been one of our Patreon supporters since April of 2018, currently supporting the podcast at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Nolan. And that will do it for today. We will be back with you tomorrow with our final Easter special before going on hiatus until we start our summer series. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.